You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Genesis chapter 15, verse 1 to 4. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision, saying, "Do not be afraid, Abraham. I am your shield, your exceedingly great reward." But Abraham said, "Lord, Lord God, what will you give me, seeing I go childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus?" Then Abraham said, "Look, you have given me no offspring. Indeed, one born in my house is my heir." And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "This one shall not be your heir, but one who will come from your own body shall be your heir." One of the most frustrating things in the Christian walk is unanswered prayers, particularly prayers that other people have prayed and they've received answers, but you don't seem to have received answer. You will start doubting, is there a God? Does he hear prayers? Do I know how to pray? Does God love other people more than me? Is there something I'm not doing right? Is it that I have a sin in my life? What exactly is the problem? Or maybe there is no God. We are just praying. Maybe that's why I've not experienced it. Maybe others are just lucky. You will be asking all, some of those thoughts will be coming to your heart. I want to share something to you today that you must never forget. There are requests that you have made that are tied to divine timing. No matter how you pray fast, no matter what you do, those requests will never come to pass. You will never have their answer until it is time. The request that Abraham made with regards to having a child, it's not that God didn't hear him. Certainly Abraham had prayed about it, and he was even discussing it with God. So Abraham was praying about having a child, but yet he didn't have a child immediately. He still didn't have a child, even though God spoke to him. God appeared to him and spoke to him that you will have a child. He still didn't have a child. God said, "You'll be father of many nations." He still didn't have a child. He kept on receiving promises, but there was no answer. You know, it can be so frustrating. You will just see God promising you, "I will do it. It is time. I will do this. I will do that." And then you look at it again. Nothing seems to be happening. The reason is this. There are prayer requests that are time-bound, that are tied to strategic divine timing. That was why they told Sarah, at this time of life. Because you see, the birth of Isaac, and like many others, were tied to the coming of Christ. It has to be right, so that Jesus also will come at the right time. Because what God was chasing is the lineage from where Christ is going to come from. So the timing has to be right, because the coming of Christ is also timed. So it's not that God didn't hear Abraham, but it was tied to time. And I tell you, when the time comes, sometimes you are not even praying. You are no more praying, and then the thing happens, and you are like, how come it happens when I'm no longer even praying as I used to pray about this matter? And then it has happened. There are requests that are tied to time. You may say, but other people, they are having children now. This one pray. Abraham, Lot was having children. Abraham's brothers, they were all having children. Yes, it is so. So other people may be having the things you are praying about that you don't have. It is because your own particular request is tied to a divine timing. And you see, it is God who understands this, who knows why, who knows how, who understands the reason. You may not understand everything, but what we know is that if we abide in Christ and his word abide in us, we will ask what we will and it shall be granted unto us. He said we should believe when we pray that what we ask, we have received it and we will have it. You see, we are sure of those words. They can't fail. They can't fail. But understand that there are prayers that are tied to divine timing. And when the time to favor Zion comes, you will see that it will spring forth. It will happen. I pray you will understand this because it will help to keep your heart at peace. There are requests that are bound to timing. It's not that God will not hear it. He has heard you. He will grant that request, but it is bound to timing. And that timing is for your good and is for the fulfillment of the purpose of God. So stop comparing yourself. Stop saying, how come what I'm praying for? Some people are having it on the platter of gold. Some people will just pray like this and they will have it. Stop comparing yourself to others. There is a divine timing that is tied to some specific request. Abraham's need for a child was such an example. It was tied to divine timing. And when the time was up, he had a child. Even in his old age, nothing could stop it. And that is the beauty. Even when it now looks like it is impossible, once it is time, nothing can stop it. It will surely happen. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. You can email us, info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.